Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
How about a giant rescue? How about a popular movie from the 80s? How about a fish all crammed into one story?
This sounds amazing. It's all I've ever hoped for.
Pretty strange. Now, it starts with a very serious rescue on the seas by the United States Coast Guard. Like, this is unbelievable, the conditions they're dealing with.
The video of this is crazy.
It is.
Oh, God.
The treacherous conditions on the Columbia are the very reason the Coast Guard trains here. And
huge
training is exactly
massive swells.
What they were doing when crews received a mayday signal from this boat.
It was kind of fitting that there was a case at the end of the week in the circumstances and environment that we had trained.
Due to the dangerous conditions, the Coast Guard decided a boat rescue wouldn't be possible. So they sent Petty Officer 3rd Class Branch Walton, a rescue swimmer, to carry out the mission. But then this happened.
Whoa. Oh, big wave comes.
See you later.
That's a big boat, too.
It just flipped right over. Like a children's toy.
I hope they've got those little magnets on the drawers, you know, that immediately, like, they throw the soft clothes, and then they've got the, when they close
those. Oh, so the silverware doesn't go all over the place?
Yeah, like
what
RVs
a drag,
have
huh?
them.
Yeah, that would be a big concern.
I just think about all the things going everywhere right now.
Yeah,
it's going to
be
a big
so
mess.
Sad.
So many white claws just flopping around, making dents on the interior of that boat.
Yeah, what a mess.
Never be the same.
Went around a little bit by the wave, and then when I came up, I noticed that the boat was pretty much in shambles.
Now, that Coast Guard member was in the water trying to do that rescue when that boat got flipped.
Yeah, if you look
I don't know how he survives that.
Yeah,
he is.
Well, thank God he was behind the boat and not next to the boat, because he would have been, because the boat did an entire barrel roll and ended up back on the hull.
But just the force of that water crashing on you, cold, cold water, holy smokes.
Yeah. I would assume that it's by training that he was on this side and not that side. You know,
that they
train for that. But this is crazy. Now, this is a person right here on the back of the boat, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's not,
I
kind of
got
that's
thrown
not
around
the place
a
you want to be.
The wave, and then,
yeah,
when
I saw
came
a couple
up,
people fly off that boat.
That the boat was pretty much in shambles and kind of split in two.
Despite the rogue wave and capsized vessel, Walton reached the survivor.
As soon as I got up, I let the helicopter know that I was okay. Started looking around immediately, and it worked out perfectly.
End of story. This is just a rescue story, right?
Yeah.
This would have gone smoother if that guy had been a UPS driver who had done a squat.
Would have been a lot better.
Not everybody has a driver to get them out of a creek. This is a much bigger creek with a much better driver.
After crews pulled the man to safety, he was taken to the hospital. The Coast Guard posted the videos and this picture. And from there, it didn't take long for people in the community to make the connection. The person rescued was the same man accused of putting a fish on the porch of the Goonies house.
That's right. A local man who does impersonations of Abraham Lincoln put a fish on the porch of the Goonies house. You know, from the movie.
Hey, that's that Goonies house fish guy.
Days earlier, Jericho Labani.
One of my buddies was like, dude, you will not believe what just happened. Like, check this out.
The new owner of the Goonies house, Bayman Zachary, isn't surprised when people stop by, but he was surprised to see this.
But he pulls out this gigantic, like, fish that obviously is not alive. And just places it. And, you know, being from Kansas City, like, you got to wonder, you know, is the guy sending a message and I'm going to be sleeping with the fishes or something, you know?
Yeah, because in Kansas City, that's how they kill you. They put a fish on your porch.
They always do that.
Oh, no, the Chiefs are going to lose. The guy put a fish on the Goonies house.
Fast forward to Friday.
I haven't seen Goonies in a long, long time. Is there a fish that's related to that? Is that like when people go to Rocky Horror and they throw a ham sandwich at something? I don't even know what that is.
I don't. I mean, there must not be, because otherwise this guy would be pretty well aware of that, I would think.
You'd think so. I don't know. He's from Kansas City. Maybe he's going to sleep on fish.
I mean, who knows?
Astoria Police Chief Stacy Kelly explained they were piecing all this together when they got a call from the Coast Guard.
The connections were being made that it was the same person and that he was at the hospital. And by the time we got involved, he'd been released from the hospital. What we've since found out is that he had taken the sandpiper from the West End Basin, which is at the Port of Astoria.
Around 7:30 Friday night, officers arrested Labonte at a warming shelter in Seaside on charges of theft, endangerment, and unauthorized use
what
of a vehicle.
What a busy day, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge day.
Jericho's
big day out.
You got to go get a fish. You know, I know that you're in a very prominent seafood area. You got to get a fish.
Yeah.
Put it in a
trash
bag.
Big fish, too.
That was a good size.
And then walk it to a movie house and then go and find a boat you can steal, take it to the biggest waves on Earth, and then nearly die, and then go to the hospital, get released, go to a warming whatever.
Shelter or something.
So in addition to those charges in Oregon, Labonte is a wanted fugitive in British Columbia and a suspect in other cases. He was booked in the Clatsop County Jail.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what he did in Canada. Did he put, like, a loaf of bread on the strange brew house?
Is it illegal to put a fish on someone's porch?
I think so.
I mean, I would think.
Unless you put a note on it that says, "Dear so-and-so, congratulations, you won a fish." Then it's like a prize.
Yeah, then I guess. I don't really know fish protocol.
This evening, David.
Let's just say it doesn't get fishier than that.
I've been waiting for two and a half minutes to say that, Big Jim. Oh. My God.
Looks like we were caught in a crazy situation. A fishy.
That guy's up to his gills in trouble.
Oh,
man. Scales of justice are tipped in his favor. Right? Oh, like, yeah.
Looks like he's finzished.
Finished.
Oh, yeah. You hooked me with that joke.
Sometimes you just got to ride the wave.
His criminal career sure is floundering.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Our faith in this man sure is sinking.
Once authorities capture him, he'll be whistling a different tuna.
We're drowning in evidence.
Just another man claiming he's innocent, carping about the justice system.
Oh.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.